Here's tech guy Richard Pascoe. Hello.
Morning, Darren. Morning to all the listeners out there.
How are you going over there in South Australia, mate? Okay?
Well, sun's shining, birds are chirping. What more can we ask for?
Beautiful. All right.
Waiting for football to start.
Well, yes. Won't be too long now.
That's it.
Okay. We're going to start with... Well, Elon Musk, is there anything the man won't do to make a dollar? But he sure has some good plans, and I've got to say, on most of the things that he says he's going to do, he actually does.
Exactly right. So he's just launched the Starlink internet service, so people in Australia can actually sign up for it now. It went live yesterday sometime. I actually registered for it last night. As well, so with it, it's all about delivering a satellite service. Now, satellite services that are delivered from the NBN are not that great. As well, you don't get a great speed on there as well, and there are bandwidth throttles as well, so you can't download everything that you might want to download. If you go to the website, I've put all the details up there, but orders are available on a first-come, first-served basis at the moment, so there's only a limited number of people per area that can sign up. The service will launch mid to late 2021. Cost of the service per month is $139, plus a $709 hardware fee and a $100 shipping fee, because you need to put a dish on the roof to see the sky as well. Now, download speeds. Users can expect to see data speeds between 50 megabits per second and 150 megabits per second. With latency between 20 and 40 milliseconds. That's really good, Darren. Blows the NBN as far as satellite away, and a lot of places would blow what they get into your home or office away as well. The reason he's able to get such a good speed is because the Starlink satellites are closer to the ground when they're flying above.
Yeah.
And because he's launched so many of them, I think there's going to be 10,000 going up there to deliver this service. So it really is quite exciting, and I think it's really going to rock the boat as far as the NBN and the telcos are concerned.
All right, so it's called Starlink.
Starlink.
All right, very good. You learn something every day. I didn't even know this was happening until now. So
he's the first one to come along and do it, make it a commercial thing. But, I think we're going to see some big things and some big statements come out of the other providers today or the next few days, because this really will suddenly have internet money flowing overseas.
Hmm. Okay, now let's move on to email storage. Okay, so Microsoft may be charging for keeping old emails, is that right?
If you've got a Hotmail account or an Outlook.com account on there as well, they're going to let you store 15 gig. And if you go over the 15 gig, they're going to start charging you for space, which is somewhere about $70 a year if you exceed that 15 gig limit on there as well. So the obvious thing is to go back, because 15 gig is a lot of emails.
Yeah.
So go through it, delete some of the crap that you've obviously got on there as well if you don't want to pay any money. But don't ignore that email when it comes down, because you might find that your Hotmail or Outlook.com account will stop working. And it goes on the lines of what a couple of internet service providers are doing in Australia, where if you exceed the 1 gig storage space, 1 gig, with IINet or Internode as well, that they're sending you a warning saying they'll shut your inbox down unless you do something about your old emails.
Can we run out of space in the cloud for our...
No.
Okay. But surely eventually, like in 20 years' time, we will...
No.
No? Okay, not even then.
No.
No.
So they'll just keep putting in more and more storage capacity.
All right, so what they do basically, in layman's terms, okay, without getting technical at all, what they do is they store your data and they flatten your data out as thinly as possible, and then
They put more, if you can imagine, it's like stored on the computer, they keep putting more drives in every time.
Let's hook another one. Yeah.
That's the easiest way to go along and say it. But, think of the biggest shopping centre in Tasmania and double it, and that will be a cloud storage facility in the United States.
Wow. Right. Okay, now, Google versus the Australian government. Tell us about this.
The saga keeps going on. So the federal government want Google and Facebook to go along and pay media companies, the large media companies, if they go along and put any articles on Google as well. So yep. Google have said they won't do it, but there's been some give and take in the last couple of days. So people have got Google News on their phone. If they go along to there, they'll find that there are about six or eight newspapers on there now that are already going to get rewarded for going along to doing it. So they've signed up and they're getting paid for their stuff on there as well. So it's starting to make a bit of a... We're going to have a middle ground over this as well, which is good. But Scott Morrison floated the idea that we dump Google altogether and as a search engine in Australia, so I don't know how he thinks he was going to block it or whatever. And every time somebody talks about blocking things, I always say, welcome to China if he was going to do it. Mm. Market share, and Scott thought we could go to Bing. Now, friends don't let friends search on Bing. Let me say that straight up front. And people will say, but how big is Bing? Bing is the second largest search engine in Australia. But Google has 94% of the market. Bing has 3.7. Nobody uses Bing out there as well. So, you know, I don't particularly like that. And also, all you have to do is search on Google. How do I get rid of Bing? There are thousands of people asking this question as well. So not a great idea by the federal government at all to go to Bing.
Yeah, well, as much as I like more competition, the fact of the matter is that Google is just so much, like, it's almost incomparable, the amount of information you can find via Google as compared to Bing.
Oh, yeah.
There's so, yeah, way, Bing, way, Google, way better. Yeah.
Yeah, Google is a juggernaut compared to Bing. You know, it's a much bigger company as well. So,
exactly.
we don't want to use Bing.
All right. Now, finally, let's talk routers, setting them up properly. Yeah.
Yep, there is two connections on that deliver internet to your home or your office. So you might see a 2.4 gig connection and a 5 gigahertz connection. You need to make sure that you use the 2.4 gigahertz connection if you've got printers, that your Wi-Fi printers, Internet of Things devices like video doorbell, because they only connect to 2.4. So people go along and think, I'll use the 5 gigahertz one because they think it's 5G. It's not 5G. It's just a different frequency. But the 5 gigahertz one won't connect to your printer, and it will basically stop it working. Your internet video doorbell won't work either. So stick with 2.4.
All right. Beautiful work, mate. Thanks very much. And all of that information up on Richard's excellent website, which is talktech.com.au. And we'll talk again next Wednesday.
Look forward to it, Darren.